Today is Thursday, July 9th, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. I just finished work for the day, and so I'm like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and record. And I almost forgot to close the door. I've actually done a whole recording before with the door open, and Mark has to just... He hears me recording, luckily, and he can't turn the TV on. He can't do anything. Because he's a sweet boyfriend and he doesn't want to hurt the audio of my recording. He doesn't want me to have, like, the news in the background. Because he always watches the news in the afternoon. Ugh. It's so depressing that I try to stay up here in the studio slash office until he's done watching the news. I try to find something to do because it is so depressing. Oh, the COVID numbers are rising. Donald Trump is being a jerk. The world is going to hell in a handbasket. You know, and there's only so many times you can hear that without just being like, oh my God, what's going on? Seriously. But I'm like, what can I do in the studio? And it's not that I don't want to be sitting, you know, it's not that I don't want to be with him. I do want to be with him, but I just don't like watching the news. It's so depressing. Speaking of depressing, we got a voicemail. No, I'm just kidding. Not depressing at all. Let's listen to this voicemail. How about it?
Hey, Adam, it's Gary. I was just listening to your show about your anniversary, and we hadn't really heard how if y'all have used that new porn shower, that big old bathtub yet. Maybe you could let us know how it went. Thank you for calling. Yeah.
Hey,
I was gonna say. Oh my gosh. So I saw this and I didn't listen to it ahead of time. Thank you for your call, Big Fatty. It was not Gary. How dare you? So I didn't listen. I didn't listen to that voicemail ahead of time. It's giving me a little bit of a chuckle. I didn't listen to it ahead of time, but I get a transcription of the voicemails from this company that I use. And so they send me an email and there's a little bit of a transcription. And so I saw, hi, Adam, it's Gary. And I was like, oh, it's a voicemail from Gary. And then when I started listening just now, you know, I do this live. I don't put the voicemails in later or something. I play it all live while I'm recording. And I was like, wait, that voice sounds lower than Gary's voice, but the accent sounds right. I thought somebody is pulling my leg. I was thinking I'm going to have to go back through because I also get the phone number of the person who called and I have other voicemails from Gary. And I was like, I'm going to have to go back and I'm going to have to look and see if the phone number matches the last time Gary called me and to the time he called me this voicemail. Big Fatty, how dare you try to trick me like that? But anyway, but I'll answer your question. We use the shower and we have showered together in the shower. I mean, nothing promiscuous, just showering. But normally Mark and I shower at different times because in the morning he gets up before I do because I'm a late sleeper. And since we've been working remote, I can work whenever I want. So I can get up, and as long as I don't have a meeting, I can get up late. And I usually didn't roll into the office until around 8:45 or 9 o'clock anyway. And so I can like roll out of bed at 8:30, quickly jump in the shower and then be up, you know, answering emails and stuff like that by 8:45 or 9. I mean, if I take a really quick shower, because I don't really usually dry my hair or anything because I'm not going out. I just brush it, you know, and put on some clothes. And so if I take a quick 10-minute shower, I can be up here in 15 minutes. And he gets up at like 7, takes his shower, has coffee, you know, does all this stuff and then goes to his office And he's in his office by 8 a.m. every morning, and I may still be in bed. So, and that's the generally the time of day when we take a shower. So a lot of times we don't, you know, we don't have an occasion to shower together. And yeah, I haven't used the bathtub yet. It's a very nice looking bathtub. Neither one of us have. In fact, I was thinking, you know what, for our anniversary, I should put some candles in there. I should draw a bubble bath. I should have drawn a bubble bath. I want to get my grammar correct so I don't get a nasty voicemail from Daniel or a tweet from Kathy Bacon. Anyway, so I drawn a bath for our anniversary, a bubble bath. And yeah, we could have like taken a bath and had a romantic whatever. And we ran out of time. I mean, we just didn't have time to squeeze it in because we started Hamilton at 6. We could have done it early in the day, I guess, but our kind of our romantic festivities was kind of jam-packed because we had we started Hamilton at 6 and the food was delivered at like 7:30 and we ate. Hamilton was done at like 8:45, 9 o'clock, and then immediately we had to jump in the car and drive into town to see the fireworks. And then we stopped for ice cream on the way back. We came back, we had our dessert, we watched something, I don't know, some probably Property Brothers or something, while we ate our ice cream and our cake, and then it was bedtime. So, and we didn't really, you know, it was late and we're old. We like to go to bed and get our beauty sleep. So anyway, we haven't used it. He's not as much of a bath person as I am. He likes a bath, but he doesn't like occasionally, like once a year, he might want a bath. But I really enjoy the bath. And I was thinking that the other day. I'm like, oh man, we need to try that bathtub. It's definitely big enough for both of us, which I like about it, because occasionally when I say, hey, boyfie, I'm going to take a bath, he'll get in the bath with me. And so it's good that it is big enough to hold, because it's when you have a smaller bathtub and he still wants to get in there and you're all cramped, you know, then it can be a problem. But anyway, so we haven't done that. So just, you know, because, so to answer your question, no one has taken a bath in that bathtub. But we will. Maybe I'll record a podcast from the bathtub. No, it'd be horribly echoey from there. But so just to give you guys another update on the electrician, because I know you're all sitting on the edge of your seat. And Daniel says, I've talked about the electrician twice already this week. I did get the quote this afternoon and he forgot something. So I had to call him and be like, hey, you forgot two of the switches. And he was also going to send me a list of everything I needed to buy, because they're being really nice and letting me buy everything myself. And because if I had gone through the electrician, there's a markup on all the equipment that they provide. So like any materials. And he's like, man, we do a markup. He said, I'll give you a list and you can do the ordering. But he gave me the quote, but he didn't give me a list. And so I'm like, ugh, you just can't get good help nowadays. I mean, I can't get a landscaper to call me back. Maybe I have too unrealistic expectations. I'm not really sure. But anyway, he sent me the quote. Everything looked good except for he forgot a couple of switches. But when he added them, I thought it was going to increase the price, but it didn't. So apparently the price included all the switches, but the quote didn't include. Anyway, the verbiage on the quote didn't include those switches. Or maybe he was just giving me a deal. He's like, oh, I'll just throw in those other two switches. I won't charge any extra. I don't know. It's quite a bit of money, but I'm still okay with it because it's like they're going to be installing 35 switches or something like that. It's a lot. And you know, programming them and all that. Although I'm sure I'll have to help with that a little bit because I have a certain way that I want it done, and we already have an Echo and a Google Home and all this other stuff. So I'm sure, you know, I'll be involved in that, but you know, they're going to be making sure they're connected to the Wi-Fi and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. But, so all that's left on that is, I guess I'm going to make a list of the things I think I need to order. And I'm going to email it back to him and be like, hey, dude, you didn't tell me what to order, but does this look right? And then I'm going to place the order, or Mark will, one of us. And then depending on the delivery date for the equipment, then we'll set up a time. But the other update is I finally met with the landscaper today. And I have no idea how to tell if a landscaper is going to be good. So I have not, I mean, this is the first landscaper that I've met in person, because all the rest of them like kept ghosting me. And so he showed up, although it rained really hard this morning and it was so windy. Our tree, our little poor little brand new tree in the front, was bent over almost at a 90 degree angle. Or would that be right? It was bent over, and we thought for sure it was going to snap, but it didn't. But it looks a little bit crooked now, so I think I'm going to have to go out and, like, I don't know, put a stake in the ground and straighten it out. But he called me, and he's like, just wanted to make sure you still wanted to have our appointment, because I know it's raining really hard. And I was like, yes! So anyway, he showed up, and he walked the yard, and he said, you know, this is what I'll do. He said, I'll give you a 2D design, and I'll give you a couple of designs. He said, I can even work in. He said, even if you think you might want to do a pool in 2 or 3 years, I can include a pool in the design. And he gave me some ideas and stuff. And the design's pretty cheap compared to the other ones. He said the design would only be about $300. And he'd give it to me for free as long as they did at least one of the phases of landscaping work. But the problem is, it's going to be 3 weeks to get the design and another 7 weeks before they can even start the work. So I'm looking at like October before they even come out. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.